The procession lurches forward with a clamour of shuffling feet and guttural chants. At the head of the procession, the man from the stage moves with a shambling gait, his blue-green robes billowing like seaweed in the night wind. Behind him, dozens of acolytes draped in similar garments adorned with marine motifs, octopuses, fish and tentacled creatures, join in the chant. Tambourines echo in the night, accompanied by strangely shaped flutes carved from what appears to be bone or horn. Their sharp, dissonant sounds pierce the salty air as hoarse voices intone a litany in an unknown language, one with liquid, sibilant consonants. The cortege moves up River Street toward the harbour, passing the grim facade of the jail and then the abandoned warehouses with their gaping windows. The torch flames cast dancing shadows on the blackened brick walls, creating the illusion of aquatic forms undulating along the decrepit facades. The smell of the tide intensifies as the procession nears the harbour.